Today's shiur is being given as a schus for refuah shleimah for Chaim ben Leah Bracha. He should have a complete recovery bekarav. Anyone who would like to help sponsor shiurim to keep them coming on a regular basis, please email rabbifishman@gmail.com, rabbifishman@gmail, or go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a shiur link. We are up to Perek Yud Beis, Se'if Lamed Beis, on page Kuf Samach Aleph in the new print, in the middle of discussing cleaning kelim, dishes, and the likes. We're now going to talk about cleaning the table after the Suda. Se'if Lamed Beis begins, Mutter l'na'er minachaloin perurim shalgabe hamapa. You could take your tablecloth, like they would probably do in the olden days, or even today people don't use a plastic. They want to get rid of all the crumbs from the tablecloth. So you could shake out the tablecloth from the crumbs out the window, right? Avo b'makom she'en by erev chatzeris v'asel tatal by b'shabbos, asel nares amape kishapirurim yiplum rishus yachol shacharis. So as long as outside your window is the same rishus as inside the window, you have a yard, something like that, then it's okay to wave the crumbs off the tablecloth out the window. If, however, outside your window is a karmelis or a rishus harabim or anything other than your rishus hayachid, then it's kviyasir, because then it's haitzah. You can't remove the crumbs from one rishus to another rishus on Shabbos. We turn the page on top of page Kuf Samach Beis. We're up to Siv Lamed Gimel. Binyan Kippel HaMapa B'Shabbos Yamtiv. As far as folding up the tablecloth properly, let's say you want to switch between meals, which tablecloth you're using, you want to fold it up. So he says, we'll wait for Perek Tezvav. We're going to talk about folding clothing and all those types of things on Shabbos. Oh, Yom Tov. Se'if Lamed Dalad. Mutter Ligror min Ashulchan be'emtsoy sakin ematlas atzamois klipay sukudema. One could sweep up, could gather up, could push off the table using a knife, a towel, a spoon. You could use something else to help you push and gather up any bones, shells, and things like that, right? You open pistachios, you're sitting by Shalom Zacher, and right? So now, we're going to see you shouldn't gather up with your hand these pistachio nuts, the shells. You could use a plate or a spoon, a knife, to gather it all up. Even if these shells are not raw, they're not fit for animal consumption. Another way to get rid of them is to lift the tablecloth and to shake it. This is dafka when you need the table to be cleaned off. If leaving these psoilus on the table is mius, it's disgusting, so then mutl tatlas apsoilus afil b'yadayim gam enit tzarech l'shulchan anoki. Then, if the way to do it would be that you can't gather it up, and it's maus to leave it here, so then, you know, it has a rule of graf shel rei, right? We have a rule that graf shel rei, which is the idea is something that's schmutzig, something that's dirty, something that smells, something that gives a foul odor, that you don't want to be left around. People walk by, it makes them maus, right? Such a thing, disgusted. Such a thing you're allowed to remove on Shabbos. He says, if these shells or peels, you know, let's say it's orange peels, you leave them a whole Shabbos from Friday night, they're going to rot on the table and they're going to look disgusting. So that's graf shel rei. Then you could even do it with your hand. But lamaisa, typical pistachio nut shells, it's very difficult, I think, to necessarily refer to them as mamish graf shel rei, because it's not disgusting. It doesn't make someone feel most. It may not be nice, but it's not, you know, what you're looking for. And especially, you know, when it's not necessarily who is necessary, that area of the table. So one lechatchila should use a conduit, like a spoon, a cup, or something. Use something else, or a napkin, to remove the peels of the shells, not to do it directly with your hand. Now, at some of us who cleep by Sif Lamed Hei, Haru Uyus Lamaychal Behema, until now we were talking about peels and shells that are not fit for animal consumption. If they are fit for animal consumption, and not just that they're fit for animal consumption. V'himutsuya ba'isei ha'mokim k'mei b'kibbutz. Like on a kibbutz, right, where you have animals around. So now, if you would leave these shells, are not muktzah because you could take them and feed your animals. Now, if let's say deer would eat this and you don't have any deer around, that doesn't help you. It's dafka, he's saying, like, k'mei in a kibbutz. In his mind, that's who has animals is on a kibbutz. He doesn't think you have animals in your house, right? But let's say you have animals in your house and you could be using it for dog food or bird food or whatever. But if you don't have any animals around, then this heter is not going to help you. But if you do, it's a mutl tatlum b'Shabbos, then you can move them on Shabbos because they're not muktzah. He says, ulam b'yamtiv not so pashut, on yamtiv um machmer, that in the spark who had some is min abbas, va klibis min aperis baby him. If you separated the bones from the meat or the shells or the peels from the fruit on Yom Tov itself, you should do like we did in Lamed Dalet and use spoke about itself Lamed Dalet and use dafka conduit to throw it out. We're going to see later in Simon Perikov Aleph why we're more machmer and Yom Tov, but Lamaisa we're more machmer and Yom Tov. As we will see. Ayis Lamed Hey, Sev Lamed Hey, in the middle of page Kuf Samach Beis in the new print of the Shmir Shabbos Gil Chosam. At some ways, in the middle of Sev Lamed Hey, at some ways, Uklipa She'enon Ru'uyesh L'Maychel Behema, I feel Ru'uyesh L'Maychel Behema, Aval Eni Mitzuy Beis Amakim, Harei Muktzav Asa Tata M'Shabbos Yamtiv. Says any, he finishes off repeating, any types of bones or peels or shells that are not fit for animal consumption, or they are fit for animal consumption, but you don't have those animals around, then muktza, it's also to move them on Shabbos. Like we said, unless you have a tzarech to use a table, so better to use it, do with a conduit. Se'if lamed vav. Sechumim, which is cutlery, that's how they call it in Eretz Yisrael. A clay suda, acherim, or any other utensils that you use for the meal. That are sitting mixed on the table. That's someone made a big pile on the table at the end of the meal. Yakbid lefanoisim k'may shehem. Should remove them from the table the way they are. V'lo yivra k'min min la'atzmai. And you should not separate each min. So if you have a pile of cutlery, you shouldn't separate the spoons, the knives, and the forks. Shum esibreirat, esibreirat, you can't separate on Shabbos. V'osu l'mayin es akelim gam min kavanosei el alachzis mokim al gabi Meshteach avoidus shev mitbach. Ekdeish lo yiplu kishu misir me'al shulchan. You can't even, let's say you have a way of keeping them separate. You have separate containers or whatever it is. And you want to take them out to the kitchen and put them in the kitchen separately. The knives from the spoons, the dirty knives from the spoons or the different plates. You can't separate them on Shabbos because it's bayir. Right, you know, right. The only time you can do bayir is when you have a use for it now. The fact that you want to wash it now, the fact that you want it to sit a certain way in the kitchen now, that's not called usage. It has to be dafka, you're sorting them for a meal that you're about to eat. Sif lamed zayin, asl ishtamish b'shabbos b'mediach kelim, you can't use a dishwasher on Shabbos. Gam kasher hu mufal b'm tzoyis shoyin a Shabbos, even if you can use a Shabbos clock. You set your Shabbos clock on your dishwasher to turn on an hour after you expect the meal to end. You load the dishwasher and let the dishwasher run. No, usher to do that. But on Yom Tov, he says it's mutl shtamish ben dir kelim. He says on Yom Tov it's permitted. Im amnam muzakak lekelim shein is baby yom. If you're going to use the clean dishes on that day of Yom Tov. And it's working on a Shabbos clock. And another caveat, and you need to have a dishwasher that's not going to make noise while it's running. But if people coming in are going to hear on Yom Tov the noise of this washing machine, this dishwasher, I should say, it's also because of Kavod Yom Tov. As far as letting your shiksa, your guy, when you knock your shaitu of kelim avu yehudi mishtanash medir kelim, you have a guy, says, I want to use a dishwasher. I don't have to be dizung by hand. I want to run the dishwasher. We will see later in Perek Lamed all those halachas regarding using your guy in the house. We're on the top of page Kuf Samach Gimel now. Sif Lamed Ches. Umishirago Kol Yimweis HaShavu Alitin as Kli Asudam Luchlochim Ayoshim and Ashuchel HaMadir Kelim. A person who regularly, like during the week, he finishes supper, he finishes dinner, what does he do? Doesn't put the dishes in the sink. He puts them away in the dishwasher, and then once the dishwasher is full, he might run it. Right? But his way of putting away the dishes is putting them, dirty dishes, go into the dishwasher. You don't leave them around. And there you leave them until you're ready to wash them. So someone can do that on Shabbos and Yomtiv as well. When the meal finishes, he can take the dishes, he can take the silverware, put them straight into the dishwasher. But you can't separate. If putting in the dishwasher is going to require you separating the different spoons, cutlery, and everything, then you can't, because you can't do breira. Right? So, mutlas came b'shav z'yantav. As long as you're not separating it, you can put it. Even if the reason why you're separating the dishes and separating the cutlery is to go into the dishwasher better, that's usher. What happens if you generally don't put your dirty dishes directly in the dishwasher? Now, why do you want a Friday night to put in the dishwasher or Shabbos after the Suda to put in the dishwasher? You're doing it because this way, as soon as Shabbos or Yom Tov is over, you can press start. So now really, why are you putting it to the dishwasher? Not because that's how you clean up your dishes. You're putting that in the dishwasher because you want to make your life easier on Motzei Shabbos. Also, losses came. That you can't do. One more sif. Sif Lamentes. Middle of Pechko for Samach Gimel. Mutter Lahasim and Ashulchan as Kli Asuda. Gam Achri Asuda Ashlishis with Shabbos. One can clear the table after the meal. Even if the shower should us. Kadesh Achediyir Nokim Masuda. A Kadesh Leilum Shechel of Charakim. Right? Let's say Friday night. You're not eating the Shabbos day, let's say. But if you leave all the dishes on the table, it's going to be disgusting. People are going to come in, your tables look messy. Ants going to come. Bugs could come. So it's really hard to clean it up. But he says, Avalos Losses Kli Asuda Birgah Machim Shal Shabbos Yamdivim Krayin Tzorech Lashes Babiyim Bais Achediyir. But let's say the Shalos Shudas, or you had a Nil Sachag, and it ends right before Shabbos is over, it ends right before Yom Tov is over. Those few minutes, no one's going to come in and say, oh, right, you just finished eating. Right, I feel Bam Tzayim, Mechlet Lizkar as Achediv, Lotzes Mishamam Tzayi Shabbos Yom Tov. Or let's say, you're not coming back into this room, and you have no reason to worry about cockroaches. Right, this room is going to be off limits, for whatever reason, it's not going to be used anymore. So then even if you have to Shabbos lunch, why are you cleaning it up? Obviously, the refrigerated stuff you can put back in the refrigerator not to get ruined. But just to clean up the table, to have it clean, what for? So now, most of us in our houses is not relevant. You're around the house, even if you're not having Shalos Shudas or whatever, you don't want to have a messy table, right? That's ugly, it's not geschmack. But what happens if you go to make it a simcha? You're making an offer. Shalos Shudas eating in the house. After Shabbos lunch, the hall is not going to be used again the rest of Shabbos. Says l'chein makim shenazah by simcha. You make a place where you make a simcha. Vein tzarech makim u'shimish neisiv b'shabbos. And you're not going to be using this room on Shabbos. Ein l'nakis is a makim l'achig ma'simcha. When the suit is over, that Shabbos lunch is over, let's say an offer, if this hole is going to be locked, he says you can't clean up. Can't clean up. Now, you could speak to your own local Orthodox rabbi, but what happens if you have goyim who are hired, and you tell the goyim, come tonight to clean up. Now, they don't want to. They want to do it because they want to do it now. Not because you're paying them to do it now and not paying them to do it later, but because it's easier for them. So they're doing it for themselves. So consult your own local Orthodox rabbi. I'm not going to pass him the child right now. That's not the child he's dealing with right now. Maybe we'll see later in the Sefer. But when we get to the halachas of Goyim, we'll do things when they want to do it. But if they're doing it for you, and the expectation is they're going to do it now, or you want to clean up the Suda now, you don't want to come back Motzei Shabbos to clean up this room, it's usur because that's mamish hachonim. But if I'm in your house, let's say you're not eating Shalos Shudas in the house, but you're going to visit us coming around all the afternoon, so you can clean up the table so it doesn't look messy. Today's shiur is in his chus for Chaim Ben Leia, bracha for Refuah Shleima. To sponsor shiurim, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor shiur, or please email rabbifishman@gmail.com. So we can continue these shiurim coming on a regular basis. Thank you.